bless them, Lord.
She's really depressed, and she's ready to go home.
Yeah.
But like I told her, I said, Joanne, you're not going until the good Lord gets ready for me.
True.
But she is really down.
Bless
y'all
heart.
Just remember her. She, as I went in, she was sitting in the living room, and She was just pouring her tears out.
Bless her heart.
And she said, y'all just say a prayer for me this morning.
Yeah.
And y'all remember Tammy. She's been really sick this week, but she's getting better. She really, her immune system was really down. So, you know, we've got so many people that's sick.
Yeah.
And everyone needs prayers.
Amen.
So y'all
Amen.
Just remember the ones that are sick and always stand in need of prayer.
Amen. So. Bless you, Sister Kim. Amen.
And remember Charles Smith, I talked to his wife this morning.
Amen.
And had prayer with her. They brought him home. She said that's where he wanted to be when he passed.
Amen. We had prayer for him this morning.
They got him on
Sister
North
Sharon.
End, but
yeah.
I told her that we've been lifted.
Yeah.
Done him up in prayer. So I'll just give her strength, you know, to get through it. She
Amen.
Said she knows he's on his way.
Right,
but,
right.
But we just have to give her strength, you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're praying for him this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to do this song, and it's for a lot of the ones out there that they know they're going home, but it's just a good song. Going
Amen.
Home.
Sound like it's wet outside.
Bless your God.
Bless him.
We do that on Wednesday night, Rita.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Me and Brother Ed.
Eddie can't play guitar and I can't sing.
he didn't get it all. Eddie can't play guitar and Eddie can't sing. But we still try.
That's right. We run back and let it go, don't we, brother?
Yeah, that's right.
This song is dear to my heart.
Bless your kids.
Bless your Lord.
Oh Lord, my God, when I am lost and wandering,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made.
Yes, yes.
I see the stars.
Amen. Bless your Lord.
Savior God to thee.
Amen.
How great thou art.
Yes.
How great thou art.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking about great. It don't get no greater than God. When he couldn't swear by no greater, swore by his own name to Abraham, and that was good enough for Abram. It's good enough for me too, amen.
Amen.
All the promises of God in him are yea and amen. Thank God I got in on the yea and amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to make a few announcements this morning. I think we're going to take our text out of Isaiah chapter 1, if you want to be open up your Bible to Isaiah chapter 1. We'll be reading some from there. Get there myself, that way I'll be there. Amen.
Amen, bro.
We got a homecoming coming next month, the 18th of next month. I'm looking forward to that homecoming. We may have homecoming before that gets here.
Yeah.
Like they just sung about, glory to God. We may make our exodus out of our Egypt. We may get up from underneath our Pharaoh. We may go to our promised land.
Amen.
And enjoy the things. Amen. I'm telling you, I guess the first thing Jesus is going to say to us is, I told you so. Amen.
Amen.
But hallelujah, I'm glad all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen.
That's right.
That we don't have to worry about it being any less. Matter of fact, it'll be greater than what we've been told, Brother James. But we don't know yet if Brother Mark is up to it. We're going to get Brother Mark to preach the homecoming if he don't feel up to it. We're trying to get word back from him. Well, we're going to get someone to preach that homecoming service. I don't want y'all to have to listen to me no more than you have to. I'm sure it gets tired here, somebody up there hollering and screaming and acting like I can eat it every Sunday. And speaking of that, I called a good friend of mine last night. His name is Lee Watts. He's a great man of God. He's a veteran. I think he's 11 years in the military. Great preacher. He's a chaplain of the Capitol up in Frankfort. And brings back good word on what's going on up there, keeps us informed. He's got a radio program, comes on every Saturday afternoon. I think it's about 5 o'clock. I recorded it last night, called Patriot Point. He brought out a lot of good information, which I was forward to record. And I put it on our website. If I could figure out how to send it, Brother Ed, we'd put it also on our Facebook page. I'm just not that smart. I'm telling you, buddy, I can't even, this phone I got, I can't even figure out how to use it. I get so frustrated over that phone, and it's just a flip phone. It ain't a smartphone. And computers and me, we just don't gee-hi, amen. But he's going to come. I asked him to come to preach the 11th next month. Brother Lee Watts will be here next, the 11th of September. He'll be here that morning, bring us the message.
Yes.
That Sunday morning. Y'all pray for him. He's a tremendous man of integrity. Got a blessed job, got a blessed family, knows really a lot of good things. He can inform us about some stuff that we need to be aware of.
Yes.
He's talking about Sister Joanne. We went by there and visited with her after the service Wednesday night, tried to be an encouragement to her, had some prayer with her, spent some time with her.
Yeah.
And none of us going to live forever. The Lord tarries, we're all going to go through the same valley. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And you know, in the valley we'll have company. And in the valley, we'll have some comfort from the Word of God.
Right.
And the Lord went on to say that the psalmist said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we know where we're going to end up at, amen. But I've been noticing the trees turning. Y'all noticed them starting to turn?
Yeah.
Not only are those trees turning because the sap's going down to the roots, but I've noticed a few of those leaves turning loose.
Yeah.
I noticed as those leaves were falling off of those trees, that's the way we are. Sometimes we're attached, and other times we're falling down to the ground. But I remember Sister Joanne, I remember Charles Smith. I didn't know he was a preacher, and I spent some time over there with Sister Joanne. She was filling me in that he was a tremendous preacher. And the three ladies that come here every now and then, they're sisters.
Yeah.
They're members. They were members of his church. But I really enjoyed spending time over Sister Joanne. Tried to call Brother Mark. Didn't get through, but I left him a message on his phone. Let's see if I got anything else I need to announce here. Don't forget about our Sunday night service to 5 o'clock. Good to have Brother Ed's family here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you, I wasn't expecting half as many people to be here on a rainy day. Good to see all these people. We got a young one here this morning. First time, amen. And you know how babies are, they always... get plenty of attention, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to take Isaiah chapter 1. We're going to read verse 4 through verse 7. Isaiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4. Isaiah the prophet says, I, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, and putrefying sores. They have not been closed up, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country, this be probably our text verse here, your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. It is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And we're preaching today on the sins of America. It's not hard to point them out. But pray with us. Lord, help us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the message you put in our heart. And Lord, we're just a messenger boy. We're just carrying the mail. Lord, help us with this message, Lord, today. Give us clarity of thought. Give us, Lord, I pray, Lord, a voice that we might be able to lift it up like a trumpet. You said in Isaiah 58 verse 1, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, tell my people their sins. Help us, Father, today. Lord, with your help, we'll be up to the task. And Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. And ask for it all in Jesus' wonderful, precious name. Amen. As I said, I'm preaching today on the sins of America. Let me say this, that sin has not changed.
That's right.
God doesn't change.
Amen.
And sin does not change. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter, I believe it's chapter 13, verse 34, that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, and that's Americans included. You know, if I was going to go to hell, I wouldn't want to go to hell from America. I want to go from a country that didn't have 30 Bibles in every home, three or four laying on the dash, in the car, in the back window. If I was going to go to hell, I want to go from a country that was destitute of God. Someone asked me how many churches are in America, and I don't know really that the numbers go that high. I mean, there's a church on every corner. And there's no reason in America to miss heaven, and yet a lot will. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, Brother James, it said, the wicked are turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I just want you to know sin has not changed. And it's still something that you don't want to give no place to. It's still something that you want to abstain from. The Bible tells us a lot about sin. In Revelation chapter 18, I believe I will read that. I'm just going to quote one verse, but you know what? It's got some good scripture there. Revelation chapter 18, the Bible said in verse 1, after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. No, I'm not talking about the Capitol. I'm not talking about the Congress. I'm not talking about, you know, that insurrection. I'm just telling you, buddy, I'm talking about America that used to stand 10 feet tall for God. America, that city on the hill. I'm telling you, this country that sold itself to sin. It says, verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. You know what they're promoting today? I mean, I sat there and watched the White House be turned into rainbow colors.
Right. Now Obama did it.
Thank you, Brother Ed. Now watch this nation, and I'm going to hit on this pretty hard. It's raining outside. Don't be in no hurry. I need to deliver the message.
Amen.
You do whatever you want to with it. It's burning in my heart. I've got to deliver it.
God, get it out.
But I've watched this nation make decisions.
That's right.
That have compromised the righteousness and the laws and the Constitution of America.
Yeah, that's right.
For instance, anybody ever heard a word called diversity?
Yeah.
I remember when that word was brought into the workplace.
Yeah.
I remember when they told me get used to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we was going to have to adapt to diversity.
Right.
Now look, we had no problem with diversity before they made it an issue.
That's right.
We didn't.
Come on now.
We had all kind of people in America. We all got along just fine.
Yes, that's right.
Brother Mitchell, it went from diversity.
You're right.
To discrimination.
That's right.
What's that do, Brother Eddie? It compromises the Constitution.
Yes, that's right.
You can't stand for nothing now, Sybil. You stand for something now, you're a terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
You stand for something now, buddy. I really shouldn't say what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it like this.
Bless him, God.
Your government,
bless him, Lord,
spent $1 billion
right
of your taxpayer money promoting propaganda,
yes,
right,
about COVID-19,
yes,
to the media.
Yes.
Look it up on the Freedom of Information Act. I did. Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch more stuff that ought not be on there. Your tax dollars.
Amen.
Just put a fence around somebody's house. $500,000 of your tax dollars.
Nobody.
What's wrong with the border down there? What can we spend our tax dollars?
That's right.
Oh, man. I'm just telling you, listen. We're being seduced in our mind concerning this subject matter I'm preaching about today. Paul told the church at Corinth, he said, awake to righteousness and sin not. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34.
Amen.
You see, we're in bed with sin. We got monkeypox now.
Yeah.
We got, you know, all kind of manner of reproach, all kind of manner of repercussions, all kind of things we're having to deal with because of this little three-letter word, sin.
Right.
God went on to say, "For all nations have drunk of the wine, the wrath of her fornication, the kings of the earth have committed fornication." You're talking about one world order right on the doorstep.
Right.
The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. You know, if America wasn't rich, we wouldn't have all the problems we got.
Right.
I'll go on record as saying this. You take the money out of Washington, they'll leave.
That's right.
They'll leave that very day, Brother James. You take the money away, you know, it's actually supposed to be like this. No taxation without representation.
Right.
I'm not being represented.
No.
Now, if I was a LGBTQRSTXYZ, I'd be represented. I'm just telling you that the minority has took over the majority of the rule of this country, and unfortunately, that comes with a great price, and we're paying it even right now as I'm preaching today. This message may go over like a lead balloon, but I'll tell you this, this message is true. Amen.
Yes, it is.
It said the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her debts. America's rich. I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that you may not be partaker of her sins." God giving you opportunity today.
Mm-hmm.
You're to come out of sin.
That's right.
Don't let it have any place in you.
That's right.
That you receive not of her plagues. We got insects today. They're trying to hide a lot of this stuff. All your news media is all censored.
No.
You know, you just get what they want you to get, and that's it.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff going on, let me pull a lid off here just a little bit. There was a children's hospital got caught doing, help me here, Lord.
Bless you, God.
Oh, hysterectomy on 12-year-old girls. Double bisectomy, or what do you call it?
So
removing the breast. 12-year-old girl, they got caught. They got caught and got erased. Still on there, you can find it. We're talking a children's home.
That's right.
The CDC just got caught lying to America about the truth about COVID-19. You can find all this out.
Oh,
it don't take much effort.
Amen.
No. It don't. Her sins, that's why I read all this, that you be not partaker of her plagues, verse 5, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Boy, when it gets up there, you've seen a thermometer heat up. You know, it gets pretty good scoop. We all got to talk about global warming.
Right.
Spending all this money, Patty, on global warming. God already said in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, while the earth remaineth, going to be seed time, harvest, cold and heat, winter, summer, and all that. God done said all that. But you see, man, they don't like to take God in their knowledge. They don't want no truth.
No.
But I'll tell you what, you're funding this lie.
Amen.
It's being promoted.
Yes,
why you call it a lie, brother? Well, I listen at least to the radio. While I'm driving down the car, I don't do the head button. I don't do the stomp the floor with it. I try to find somebody who's trying to tell me what I need to hear.
That's right.
I heard them giving an assessment yesterday on global warming. Back in the 1850s, there was so much heat, the rivers dried up, the ground turned into like rock. You couldn't even plow it. It was dry.
Amen.
And the temperatures were so great, animals and humans both died. We don't have global warming. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I might sweat a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with sweating.
That's right.
Man, I put a band around my brow, trying to keep it out of my eyes. But ain't nothing wrong with sweating, amen. But, you know, that costs money. $700 billion. You'll be surprised where that money went. Don't search it out. I did. It's disheartening. It'll make you want to jump off a bridge. Don't go search it out. Just let them lie to you and realize we're in over our head in this sin problem in America.
Amen. That's right.
Well, let me go a little further. Brother Ed, don't provoke me there.
Bless you, God.
I know y'all heard about the raid on Mar-a-Lago down in Florida.
Yeah.
You know why they broke in while Trump was gone?
Right.
They was trying to get the information that he had on them.
That's right.
So they wouldn't be found guilty.
Right.
Does that help any? They wasn't looking for nothing on him. They was trying to get all the guilty. He had a lot of statistics and facts about them that they didn't want nobody to know about.
Right.
And they went and stole it. I got to get off politics. He said, her sins have reached unto heaven and God hath remembered her iniquities. Let me tell you something, buddy. Best thing you do about sin, Bible says, confess it and forsake it. Don't give it. Don't go to sleep at night and not say, Lord, forgive me my sins. Wash and cleanse me from my sins. Watch over me and protect me till the morning. And in the morning say, Lord, thank you for another day. Deliver me today from evil temptation. Help me to be a blessing. Help me not to be a burden. Help me to be a guilt, not a grief to the heart of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my.
My turn now.
You know, I've got to get on with this. I like to read all the way down to verse 11, but I really need to get on this message. Verse 11 says, I will throw this in there. It said, the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. China's going to be brokenhearted if they can't sell their junk to America.
Yeah.
All them storage units out there full of Chinese junk. I think go to sink them like they did the tea at the Boston Tea Party, amen.
That's right. That's right.
But let me get back on topic here. Like I said, Paul said, awake to righteousness and sin not, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. I think we've been kind of sleeping about the matter of sin. It hadn't changed.
That's right.
I want you to know, buddy, the only thing good about sin is Jesus came down here to pay the sin debt. He paid my sin debt, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad on any way to sin debt. Brother Aaron, it says, painful by the blood of Jesus, amen. Nobody can lay any charge to God's elect. It's God that justifies. But the man laying at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, Brother Eric, on his bed was told this, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. In John chapter 5, verse 14. The woman that was caught in the adultery, they said, in the very act. Now let's just do some simple math here. If she got caught in adultery in the very act, doesn't that seem to be there should be two instead of one?
Yeah.
I mean, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10 says that they shall both be put to death. They only brought one.
Amen.
I got a feeling they was trying to pull something off. Sister Phyllis, but Jesus wasn't no pushover. They're playing, you know. Well, I'm trying to go politics. I'll get it off. They can't put anything over on Jesus. They might put some things over on us, Brother Mitchell, but they ain't pulling no wool over Jesus' eyes, amen. Hey, Jesus told her after he had shamed her accusers, he said, go and sin no more. Boy, I thank God for a Savior like that, Sister Sharon. I'm glad he told me to go. He said, go, Eddie, and sin no more.
That's right.
Oh, I know what I deserve, Patty.
Yeah.
I don't know what I got. You talking about loving somebody. Hey, I picked up an old stray dog one time. Best dog I ever had. I couldn't do no wrong in his eyes. That's about the way I feel about my Jesus.
That's right.
I'm just an old stray dog. And he's altogether loving to me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody never loved me like he loved me.
That's right.
I've had a lot of people love me, but not like him, amen. John writes, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Thank God we got an advocate with the Father if we do, amen. Verse 6, if you'll notice, let me go to there real quick. He also says this, it's not read very much. He says this in verse 6. He says, He that abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Yeah. You know, Jesus, he didn't go to the places that he shouldn't have went. We do, but he didn't.
That's right.
Hey, listen, he come down here, buddy. He showed us it could be done. Notice also 1 John chapter 6. My wife told me one time, she said, "I'm not like you, I don't sin." I said, "Honey, you need to read you some Bible, girl." And I did tell her to read this. 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleansed us from all sin." Here's what I told my wife. She said she didn't sin like me. And I read verse 8 to her. "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us." Then I ducked my head and ran out the door. Amen. Verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word not in us." All right. Let me say this about sin in America. You can't legislate sin.
No, that's
right.
It don't do no good to change the laws. Mm-hmm. It don't do no good to change the name.
Right.
I know they want to, you know, what they call it, desensitize it a little bit, make it a little bit easier to bear.
Yeah.
Don't call it monkeypox. Call it just some kind of a little virus or something like
yeah.
that. And it bothers me when a dog contacts monkeypox from a man, amen. It bothers me. And when little 10-year-old boys come down with monkeypox because of mere sexual act, that bothers me,
amen.
I want you to know, ain't nothing like, well, the Bible says fools make a mocking sin. Ain't that funny, that's
right.
But they want to change the name, Brother Eric. They want to change the laws, somehow accommodate. Hey, we'll just pass some laws where it ain't that bad. Now they shoot somebody and they say they had mental illness.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody in their right mind can follow God to begin with unless you're Alex Baldwin. Maybe you might be able to figure out how to shoot without pulling the trigger. But anyway, they say, you know, had mental illness, therefore turn them back loose. They killed about 6 more. And we're dumb enough to let them do it. I mean, do the math on that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Amen. Brother Lee, he quoted a Ecclesiastes chapter 8, I believe verse 11. It said, "Because sin is against an evil works, not executed speedily, the heart of the son of men fully set them to do evil." He quoted that on the radio yesterday. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
That's right.
We need to serve notice on sin. You can't legislate sin. That don't stop them from trying. Like I said, they changed the laws. They changed the names. But the next step, you can't stop the consequences of sin.
No, that's right.
The Bible still says the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Yeah. It still says sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death, James 1, verse 15. And there is a sin unto death, 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. Let me say this in this terrible subject I'm preaching about today. Our children are being seduced in our classrooms.
Yeah, right.
They're not being taught reading, writing, arithmetic.
Right. Exactly.
I told Sarah, tell Lucy, tell her, "Honey, you're a little girl. Make sure she gets that. I mean, no matter what, I want to see Lucy put her hands on her hips and say, 'My mama told me I'm a little girl.'"
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
that's
you parents, we've got to instill in their heart.
Right.
They're lying to our young people.
Yes,
they're confusing them. You know, that little boy that Sarah Becker gave him a bottle, he's not old enough to know about none of this stuff.
No, that's right.
But they're taking away their innocence.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
and they're seducing them instead of teaching them.
Right.
They're telling them, you know, you got so many different genders, there's only two according to God, male and female. They're telling them, you know, you're bisexual, they say now they're from the womb, they're already transgender. I'll tell you what, if they are, it's because Somebody forgot to tell them, amen. Because I'm telling you what my mom, my dad, how they got through this old thick head, amen. I knew I was a boy. Hey, I growed up a boy. Still, I'm a man today, but I'll tell you what, for a long time I was just a boy. But I knew I was a boy, amen.
That's right.
But they're seducing our children in our classrooms. They're being taught not only how to sin, but how to exploit sin in the classrooms of America. And if you say anything against it, they call you a terrorist. Amen.
Tell me what they want.
What can be done about this lost generation coming up in America?
That's right.
Later, I feel sorry for you, honey. Things was normal when me and Brother James and Patty was in school. But you're in the abnormal, honey.
Yes, she is.
Hold that Bible dear. God loves you.
Yeah.
Most of this stuff they're telling these lies straight out of hell.
Right.
I'm telling you, boy, the classroom has changed. The curriculum has changed. They're corruptors. They're corrupting the minds of our own children in our own classroom and our own tax dollars and spending it.
Amen. That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, buddy. We've got a problem in America. The biggest problem we got in America is a little three-letter word called sin.
That's it.
Yep.
What can we do about this lost generation? One thing we can do, we can repent that we allowed it to be so, because we're to blame. I have to admit, the generation in front of me, they were vigilant.
Right.
They stood their ground. I know Brother Mitchell, we're victims of prophecy. I know the Bible says that in the last days it's going to get worse and worse under the end. I understand that.
Amen.
But I still feel guilty that I couldn't stop this stuff from getting in the classrooms of America. And I say like my pastor, amen, glory to God.
Yeah, that's right.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, they are.
You know, good verse to quote right here is Proverbs 29. Verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear a rule, the people mourn. That's what's going on today. We got the wrong ones up there ruling. Wrong ones up there making the shots. I'm telling you, they're a bunch of corruptors, amen.
Yes, they are.
We had a president say, I got your back. I'll tell you what, somebody's got his back too, buddy.
Right.
It ain't going to be good. He's going to carry him a new one.
Right. Amen.
Oh, my. We can also get serious about our walk with God. You know, they need an example. Paul told Timothy to be an example of a believer in word and deed. Paul told the church in Rome, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect way. We need some examples, Saturday. Somebody said, well, everybody else is doing it. Well, if they're jumping off a bridge, would you do it too? There's some things you don't need to follow suit on. Hey, if it's wrong, God said, come out from under and be yourself or self, Lord. We need a generation today to say we've had it up to here.
That's right.
You know, I don't know that our vote even matters anymore, but if it does, we need to vote these bums out.
Get
somebody in there loves this country. Somebody there trying to help this country. Amen. Oh, my. We need to repent, and we need to turn to God with all of our heart and all of our soul. Like I said, you can't stand today.
The
reason you can't stand today is because of political correctness has took its toll upon the integrity of this great country. When you got a man that's so-called a president that said I was politically correct when I made that statement about an affair he had with Monica Lewinsky, that don't change a thing.
That's right.
And that Epstein Island, that's another reason they wanted to get all them documents out there, all them that been up there on that island. Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all can read between the lines on that. I'm not going to get real specific. It's the house of God. Paul said sin, that it might appear sin in Romans chapter 7 verse 13. I think we've lost sight of it. Due to all of this name changing, all these law changes.
Yeah.
I think we need to remember, buddy, sin when it's finished brings forth death.
Right.
Ain't nothing wakes you up more than seeing a real bad wreck.
Right.
Go by, you know, see where somebody has left this world, and you stop and think, boy, did sin have anything to do with this? It makes you think anyway.
Yes,
it and Paul talked about the law. He said, I had not known sin but by the law. Thank God for the law. It don't pertain to me, but it points me in the right direction.
Right.
Romans 7, verse 7. But the sins of America, beloved, they've reached heaven. Now, the same God that visited Noah's day with a flood, the same God that visited Sodom and Gomorrah with fire from heaven,
is
about ready to visit this world. And when he does, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad my sin's in the blood. I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad I'm ready to meet him in his appearance. For those that ain't ready, it's not going to be funny. It's not going to be good. You know, Jesus went through hell just so I could be forgiven of my sins.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, Jesus went to the cross just so I could have a way to heaven. Made a bridge all the way to heaven, Brother James. Thank God for the love of God. Thank God that Brother Ed, Jesus stood between me and hell. And I couldn't figure out no way around him. And I ended up just giving up and saying, I'm sorry, forgive me and save me. And he did. And I am. And I'm enjoying every minute. Is to be right with God, be born again, saved.
Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
America is on a head-on course for judgment. America is going to find out that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. It's also going to find out that God is a consuming fire, and He's going to make short work of it.
Yeah.
Now, pretty soon I'm going to preach a message. Maybe even tonight. I'll just let that off right there.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. The message has got something to do with buzzards. Y'all notice how many buzzards are nowadays? Like, the you look at, they are. I think they're getting paid for like a big supper or something like that. I think the Lord's got to have so many before He makes the supper is what I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll shut up. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Father, thank you for this message today. I charge these people before you today, Lord, if they do have sin, Lord, if they come forward right now today, Lord, come to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Find true salvation, true forgiveness, true peace, and true joy. If there is one here today, Father, that's not saved, may You convict them right now of their lost condition. May they not be able to resist the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray while Brother Jerry sings, Lord, this invitation on him with Sister Sharon, help him on the piano. May the Holy Ghost of God usher those forward that need to come. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. All right. Amen. Ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Get us a verse of invitation on him. Sister Sharon, help him. I've delivered the message that I got in the parking lot last Sunday.